Ezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Ayin Aleph in Maseches Shabbos, the 133rd daf in Shas. The Gemara that we left off with is seven lines from the bottom, and we are discussing the halachos of Shogeg that are chayiv a carbon chatos. Omar Rava. Rava taught us, Kotzar v'tochan kigrogris, b'shigas Shabbos v'zadom lachos. Someone who cuts and grinds the amount of a small date, which is the shear of Isser for Shabbos, when he forgot that it was Shabbos, but was aware that the malacha is Asur. V'chazar v'katzar v'tachan kigrogers b'zildon Shabbos v'shigas malachas. And then, gets a little bit complicated. Up until now, we learned in yesterday's daf, and the daf that preceded it, that if an individual was a shogan Shabbos and meza and malachas, he's chayav one carbon. But now, the inverse happened. He cut again, and he ground again. However, in this case, he was aware it's Shabbos, but for some reason, he wasn't aware that this was a malacha. It's not so clear how what he thought a moment ago was Nisudar Reis of Ksira, he no longer realizes is us, or now becomes a shogeg, unless we say that he did a different type of Ksira, a different type of Tchina. But either way, that's what the Gemara describes. Vinodalo. And then he was informed on the Al Ktsira Tchina Shoshigas Shabbos Vizadon Melachos, the first Ktsira that he had done, where he was a Shogian Shabbos and Mezan Melachos, V'chazar V'notal Al Ktsira Tchina Shoshigas Shabbos Vishigas Melachos. So what's the halacha vis-a-vis carbon? Ktsira Goreres Ktsira Utchina Goreres Tchina. Once one brings a carbon on the first Ktsira, for the Shigas Shabbos and the Zadon Malachos, he does not have to bring another carbon for the other Ktsiras that were done later on. Similarly, the Tchina that was done the second time, he does not need to bring another carbon for it, because the first carbon drags along with it the second Tchina as well. What will come out then is that he brings only one carbon for all of the four actions. The reason why he only brings one is because the first Ksira and Tchina was done with Shigas Shabbos. That's one carbon for both of those actions. And the subsequent Ksira and Tchina are Nigrar, are all included in that one carbon. Chatas. Aval noideloi ala Ksira shel Zadon Shabbos v'Shigas Malachos. But if he was informed on the Ksira of the Mazid Shabbos and the Shogeg HaMalachos, and that is the second Ktsira, and then he designated a carbon, Rashi explains. So then Ktsira Goreres Ktsira. The first Ktsira is taken care of with the carbon that was designated for the second Ktsira. Utchina Sheima. And also, that carbon will suffice for the first Tchina that was done with the first Ktsira. Rashi explains that the reason for that is that once this carbon that was designated works for the first Ktsira, it by definition drags along the first Tchina, because the first Ktsira and first Tchina are all part of the same carbon. So once Ktsira of the first was taken care of, then it by definition drags Tchina. You can't have a carbon on the Ktsira, the first Ktsira, without it also affecting the Tchina as well. However, Utchina Shekinegda, but the Tchina that is opposite the second Ktsira, because it stands by itself, because there was Chiluk Malachos, he was a Shogeg, an independent Shogeg on Tchina, and an independent Shogeg on Ktsira, the carbon that was designated for the Ktsira does not take effect for the second Tchina. Rashi explains that one Greira could work. You could have the carbon of the first Ktsira Bigor, the Tchina, the first Tchina. However, it cannot be Gorer double. You can't jump two spaces. You can't say the second Ktsira goes also for the first Ktsira, which is Gorer, the first Tchina. And the first Tchina will then be Gorer, the second Tchina, as we had seen in the previous case. Two Greiras you don't do. Abaye Amar Abaye disagrees. Tchina Nami Gorer is Tchina. Shem Tchina Achasi. The second Tchina is also Nigrar, is also dragged along. He holds, we do say, double Grera. And therefore, the carbon could actually suffice for all, even though he just set it aside for the second Ksira. The Gemara continues and asks, six lines from the top, Umiyisle the Rabba Grera? Does Rabba hold that you drag one chiyuv of carbon and say the other chiyuv is dragged along with it and one is yotze the carbon? Va'itmar, but didn't we learn? Achal shnei zeisei chelev. Someone eats two kizeisim of chelem, behelem echad, v'nodelo al achasmen, v'chazav achal kizayis ba'lomo shel sheni. And then, after he's made aware, he eats another one. Amarava hevi carbon al rishon, rishon v'sheni mischaprim. If he brings a carbon on the first, so then, in such a case, the carbon works both the first and the second. Because over here he ate in a total three kizesim. Two were one in one helem, in one awareness, and the third was after he was made aware of the previous chiyuv. Since he was made aware of the previous chiyuv, the second zayis gets a separate carbon. So, rishon v'sheni mischaprim. One could fulfill the kapara on the first two with one carbon. Gimel eini mischaprim. But the third is not, does not serve as a kapara. Hevi carbon ala shlishi. If he brings a carbon on the third zayis. If he brought a carbon on the third, so then shlishi v'sheni mischaprim. There is a kapara that is attained for the third and second because the Hoda'ah, the awareness, Hoda'ah with an ayin, took place only on the first. The third and second could run together. Rishon ain't a mischaper, but the first is not dragged. Hevi carbon al mtsoi, if he brings a carbon on the middle one, nischapru kulan. And then in such a case, all of them have a kapara. Both the first and the third, explains Rashi, were done within that helam. Because the second, he wasn't made aware of it after the first two, so that attaches it to the third. On the other hand, it was also connected to the first because it was done in the same action with the first. Abaye omar afilu hevi karban al echman nischaper kulan. Abaye held that the moment he brings one carbon, everything is taken care of through the process of grera. What emerges is the machlokes between Abaye and Rava is whether we say Grera. Abaye seems to say yes, because he says it goes for all. And Rava says it has to be part of that helem for it to work. Grera does not work. So this is a strong kasha. So it's a question. Over here it seems that Rava did not hold of Grera. Yet in the previous sugya, he did suggest that we do have Grera. Answers the Gemara. Basar da Abaye, de Shama me Abaye, Savra. After he heard from Abaye, he conceded to the concept of Grera. And that's why, in our above Sugya, he had Grera from one Tzira to the next. Ask Gemara, Ihachi Tchina Nami Tigarer, Litchina. If that would be so, in our above Sugya, we said the Tzira, the carbon on the Tzira is Gorer, the first Tzira's Chiyuv of carbon. However, when it comes to the one tchina going back to the next, in such a case, it doesn't work. Why doesn't it work? We should have the fact that the first tchina is taken care of with the first ktsira. That should also be gorer. The second tchina, as our previous sugya had said, that it doesn't. Answers the Gemara, Grera islay. Rava accept this idea from Abaye of Grera. However, Grera de Grera leslay. But once you have Ktsira that drags along Tchina, that Tchina cannot drag along another Tchina. That far, it can't go. The Gemara continues, Milsa de Pshitalu la Abaye v'Rava mi boile l'Rabbi Zera. What Abaye and Rava took to be a Dover Pashut, Rashi explains that you could join two different actions of one Avera with one carbon. For example, we saw
the Ktsira and the Ktsira going together, and at times the Tchina and the Tchina going together, even though it took place at two different halamos, that the Karma Chattas of the Ktsira worked for the other Ktsira as well. That was a shout out to Rabbi Zera. Because Rabbi Zera asked the following question of Ravasi. Some said Rabbi Yirmiya had asked it to Rabbi Zera. Kotzer v'tochen chatzi grogeris b'shigigas Shabbos v'zodoin melachos. Someone who did ktsira and tchina on a half a grogeris. And he was a shogig on Shabbos. In other words, he forgot it was Shabbos, but he knew that the melacha was aser. V'chaz v'kotzer v'tochen chatzi grogeris b'zodoin Shabbos v'shigigas melachos. And then he cut a chatzi grogeris. This time, he was amazing on the Shabbos, but shogeg on the melacha. Maushi yitztarfu. The two different half zaysim, do they combine? Now, presumably, from what we had seen from Abaye and Rava, is that they could combine. They said that the carbon of ktsira for the first helim will go on the second ktsira after the helim. He responded to him, Chalukin lechatos velo mitzdarfin. The carbon chatos is considered separate. And if, in theory, each one had been a separate zayas, there would be a separate chiyuv. In this case, each one is a half a zayas, so then there is no chiyuv at all. V'kol hecha, techalukin lechatos lo mitzdarfin. Now the Gemara is going to challenge this assumption. So firstly, we've pointed out that seems to be Abaye and Rava are going in a different direction than Rabbi Zera. And now, let's go according to Girsa, that's Rabbi Yirmi who asked Rabbi Zera. And now the Gemara challenges the psak of Rabbi Zera. Fatnan, how can you say chalukin lechatos lo mitzdarfi if it took place different times? The karbanos don't join. Vatnan, didn't we learn in a Mishnah in Krisus? Achal chelev v'chelev behelem echad eino chayiv ela achas. If you eat a few times chelev in one forgetting, you're only chayiv one carbon. One halachic maisa, because behelem echad, and the same chelev, same avera every time. Achal chelev v'dam v'noisa u'pikol behelem echad. What happens if you ate different Isurim, the chelev, the blood, leftover carbon, pigul, which you're not allowed to eat, which was a carbon that had an inappropriate machshava that was brought with it. Behelem echad, if he does it in one sitting, chayv al kolachas v'achas, he's chayv in each one. Zo chomer b'minim har b'min echad. In this way, many different types of isurim are more chomer than one type. Because if you eat many times chelev, you only chayv one carbon. If you eat chelev, dam, noser, and pigul, so there you got four different karbanos. V'zu chomer b'min echad minin harbe. But there is one chumra that you have of eating chelev and chelev over again that you don't have if you ate chelev, dam, noser, and pigul. Shem ochel chatzi zayis, because if you ate a chatzi zayis of chelev, v'chazar v'ochel chatzi zayis b'min echad, and you ate another half a zayis of this min echad of chelev, chayiv. Then in such a case, it joins together. Mishnei minim. But if you had a chatzi zayis of chelev and then a chatzi zayis of dam, potter. Va'avinon ba, and we analyzed and questioned, mi min echad chayiv tzricha l'meimar. Do I need a chidush that if he ate a chatzi zayis of chelev and then another chatzi zayis of chelev from one min, that it joins together? L'chura, that's a davar pashut, that they join together. V'amarei Shlakish mishum bar tutni, and Rishlakish, to answer this question, say in the name of bar tutni, hachem ha'eskinik yigon she'achlu b'shnei tamchuyin. We must be talking about an instance where he ate from two pots. He ate chela from two pots. Rabbi Yeshua, there's a sheet of Rabbi Yeshua in Krisus on Tezvavim based, Amar tamchuyin mechalkin, that even the pots can divide between the achilas, and they do not combine to create chayiv. Mao the same Amr Rabbi Yeshua bein lekula bein lechumra. I might have thought the Rabbi Yeshua would say it lechumra as well as lekula. In other words, Rabbi Yeshua says that if you eat from two different pots, two zeisim, you have two different chiyuvim. So I might have thought once Rabbi Yeshua says that you have two different chiyuvim, if you had a half a zeis and a half a zeis, they don't combine. Rather, Rabbi Yoshua was just telling us l'chumra and not l'kula. And therefore, two half zeisim will combine, even though two single zeisim. The Gemara now asks on Rabbi Zeira, some said it was Rabbi Zeira, who had said chalukin l'chatos, 9 lines in left into the narrow, 9 lines above the wide. Chalukin l'chatos v'lo mitzdarfin. If you have a half a zayis eaten in one helam and half a zayis is eaten in another helam, they don't combine. V'ha'acha continues the Gemara 5 lines from the bottom. The chalukin l'chatos v'kam mitzdarfi. We learned over here that if you have a half a zayis and half a zayis, it does combine. Question mark. Amale mar aresha masni la vikashale. You're stating from the resha and asking a kasha. Anana seifa masni la velo kashila. I will describe from the seifa and it won't be difficult. The Gemara answers, it could very well be that there's no raya if you reformulate the application of Reish Lakish. Amale mar aresha masni la vikashale. You learned Reish Lakish's statement that we had on the first wide line, which we'll spell out again in a moment, and that created your kasha. Anan, aseifa masnilon, the low kasha. We learned Reish Lakish's statement on the seifa, and it's not a kasha. Let's remind ourselves. We had in the seifa that we had 2 lines before the wide, that if you're achal chatzi zayis mimin echad, so then in such a case you're chayiv, which earlier we had used to deduce that chiluke chatos are still combined for one chiyuv carbon. The next part was, if it was of two meaning, it was potter. To which the Gemara then had asked on the last narrow line, min echad is chayiv, that would be a chidush, that's a davar pashut. And the Gemara reformulated that line of chatzi zayis min echad, according to Reish Lakish, that the chiddush was that it came from two pots. If, however, we say that the Gemara answered this question by saying that the chiddush is mishnei minim, then what it would be saying would be different, and then our kasha would fall away. Anan aseifa masninalan. We learned it on the seifa, which is the last narrow line, that says shnei minin is going to be potter. Velo kashalan mishnei minin potter. And we don't have to ask, that's a davar pasha, two minim of course don't combine. And Reish Lakish bar tutni explained, that even the seifa of shnei minim really means minechad. How can it mean minechad? It says two minim. So the ukimta of Reish Lakish was talking about where he ate from two pots. Rabbi Yoshua, and it's following Rabbi Yeshua, Da'amar temchui michalkin, that says that the pots divide. V'ha'kam ashman, Da'amar Rabbi Yeshua, bein l'kula, bein l'chumra, that Rabbi Yeshua says that the pots are considered distinct, even if it's two pots of the same min. If he ate from one pot and another pot, they don't combine. So now we see that even though it's the same Isser, because different pots are considered chiluke chata'os, they do not combine according to Rabbi Yoshua. In contrast to earlier, we had seen that even according to Rabbi Yoshua, chiluke chata'os do combine, and we had asked that that contradicts what we had learned from Rabbi Zeira, that chiluke chata'os do not combine. According to this presentation, that Reish Lakish's usage of Rabbi Yoshua is going on the seifa that says patur, so then Rabbi Yoshua says that the reason the shnei minim are patur is because even though they're of one type of food, each tamchui is a chiluk chata'os, and chiluke chata'os are not mitzdaref, like the position that we had learned from Rabbi Zeira, or for that matter, from Rabbi Yasi, depending on the girsa above. So now we've defended this position of Rabbi Zeira or Rabbi Yasi from the Braisa, but the Gemara challenges this reading of, excuse me, it's not a Braisa, it's a Mishnah, increases on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara challenges this reading. Okay, so you reread the case of Chatzizayis, v'chaz v'achal chatzizayis mimin echad chayiv, mishnei minin potur. However, mid the seifa, min echad v'shnei tamchuim. According to this, the statement shnei minin really means of one species, but of two different tamchui. Miklal the reisha that says that you're chayiv min echad v'tamchui echad. Min echad v'tamchui echad tzvicha lemeimar. That you need a mission increases to tell you. That there was an awareness that he was eating Isser between them. So then, I might have thought that the Yediyah, which should be Michalekes, and the Shir should not be combined. Yediyah does not affect if there is a Chatzi Shir, that the Shiurim do combine, despite the fact that there was an awareness and then another forgetting. This was not an easy Gemara. If you read it over a couple times, Be'ezer Hashem, I'm sure it will become clearer with Siyata D'Shemaya. The Gemara now introduces a more classic machlokes between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, an important diyun in the halachos of carbon chatos and shogeg. Unfortunately, it's a little bit hard for us to lock into these halachos, which in the time of the Beis HaMikdash were very relevant, but unfortunately today are not so relevant. Itmar ochel shnei zeisei chelev behelem echad. If an individual ate two kizesim of chelev in one thought, v'nodal al rishon, then he realized that he was chayiv on the first, and then he was made awareness of the second. So there was one ma'isa, really, both zeisim should be chayiv for only one carbon, because it was one helim, but nevertheless, the yediyah, which might be part of the mechayiv of carbon, v'amevin yavin, divided the two kizesim. Rabbi Yochanan mechayiv shtayim, Rabbi Yochanan says he's chayiv two, Reish Lakish amar ein chayiv ala achas, while Reish Lakish said there's only one chayiv carbon. Rabbi Yochanan mechayiv, Rabbi Yochanan says Yochayiv because the Torah Kedosha tells us, it says al chatasay then vehevi. Reish Lakish amar poter mechatasay v'nislach loy. According to Reish Rabbi Yochanan, it's mashmer from each chatas he needs to bring, while Reish Lakish says that we learn mechatasay v'nislach loy mechatasay even if he brings from part of the chait and not all of the chait. In other words, if he brings on one of them, it's yotzei for the other one as well. How it's yotzei is a fascinating question. For Reish Lakish, haksiv al chatasay vehevi, how was Reish Lakish going to explain that part of the pasuk? Answers the Gemara, ahu la'achar chapara. That's referring to after kapara. Reish Lakish will answer, ahu la'achar chapara, that he brings a separate chatas vehevi, if he's made aware of the second zayis after his carbon was brought. How is Rabbi Yochanan going to explain the mechataso, that even from one part of the chatas is enough? He learned it for a totally different instance. The case of an individual who ate a kezayis and a half, and no delal kezayis, the chaz of achol kechatzi zayis acher ba'loma shel sheni. And then he ate another half his eyes. Mao the same militzrifu. I would have thought to join together the two half kizaisim to create a separate chiyuv. Kamash malon. The chiddush is that they don't join together. So mechataso is coming to tell us that he brings of his avera, but he doesn't bring of the second halves of kizaisim. The Gemara now has a discussion between Ravina and Ravashi exactly what was the case that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish were arguing about. Amalei Ravina Ravashi, this yadi lekoidim ha'frasha pligi. Are we talking about when there was awareness on the first kizayis prior to the hafrasha uba ha'pligi? Demar savi yedias mechalkas. One man da Omer holds that simply the awareness creates two different chiyuvim. That would be the position of Rabbi Yochanan. And in this case, there was a yediyah, even though there wasn't any hafrasha yet. Nevertheless, the yediyah creates two independent chiyuv. Umar savar hafrasha is mechalkas. But Reish Lakish holds that the hafrasha is what defines them. And therefore, since there wasn't a hafrasha yet, and then there was a separate another avera, and then a hafrasha, so then the hafrasha could go on both. But if there was already a hafrasha on the first, in such a case, Rish Lakish would agree they have to bring two different chiyuvim. The chayv shtayim, odilma this yadilei achar hafrasha pligi. That the awareness, the machlokus is if there was a yedia after hafrasha, that there was a yedia of the second achila only after a hafrasha on the first aveira. Ubahapligi the marsav hafrashes mechalkas that. Rabbi Yochanan says that the hafrashos differentiate between the two, and once there was a separate hafrasha, so then in such a case there are two separate chiyuvim. Avala achar hafrasha, but if there umar savar and Reish Lakish holds kaparos mechalkos, that the kaparos themselves are the only thing that divide, and even if there was already a hafrasha, still that carbon could be brought for both. I will call them hafrasha, but before hafrasha, then, despite the fact that there was a yediyah between them, modile Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish deinu chayiv ala achas. The Rabbi Yochanan would concede to Reish Lakish that the only chiyuv is going to be one. Yediyah is not enough, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, only hafrasha is mechalik. O Dilma, Bein bezu machlokas, that there's a double machlokas between them about whether hafrasha or yediyah will divide. Rabbi Yochanan will hold that both of them divide, and Reish Lakish will hold both of them do not divide. Amar Leih. So in regards to this nuanced question that Ravina had asked Ravashi responded, Mistabra bein bezu mechalekas, that Rabbi Yochanan holds that both yediyah and hafrasha divide. Dis alkadaitach kodem hafrasha pligi, aval achar hafrasha modile Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. If you're going to say that Reish Lakish concedes in regards to hafrasha, that it serves a chiluk, dechayiv shtayim, that you be chayiv two according to Reish Lakish, ademokim laachar kapar, lukme laachar hafrasha. Once you're defining the pasuk for after Kapara, define the pasuk as well for after hafrasha. Vi achar hafrasha pligi, avol kodem hafrasha modilei Reb Yochanan leRish Lakish shnei chayiv ala achas, ademokim lakrop, as we learned earlier, b'kizayis u'mechza, luk mekodem hafrasha. Why don't you describe the pasuk as referring to prior to hafrasha? In other words, once we have any type of vague part of Reb Yochanan or Reish Lakish, then you could redefine the pasuk to that particular case. Since we don't, so that indicates that Rabbi Yochanan is in one extreme and Reish Lakish is another extreme. Answers the Gemara, V'dilma sfuki misafkele. Maybe there was a safek. They were mesupik about the above question, and therefore they were mokim the pasuk in that possible way. And therefore, the psukim would be read as follows. Imtim salama kama. Imtim salama called him afrasha pligi bar Rabbi Yochanan. Heichim mukim lai likra. If you're going to say that he's arguing even before afrasha, how would he read the pasuk? Because I some mechza. Imtim salama laachar afrasha pligi Reish Lakish. Heichim mukim lai kra bila achar kapara. But the fact that we were mokim the kra in that particular place points out Ravina is not a full raya, and therefore the Gemara leaves off as a vague struggle of what exactly is the machlokis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, whether they're arguing both in cases of hafrasha as well as cases of yediyah or not. The way we set up the psukim seemed to indicate that they were arguing about both yediyah and hafrasha. However, at the end of the day, it's not entirely clear. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes Daf Ayin Aleph in Gemara Rashi in Maseches Shabbos. We now go on to Halacha Sekhet. Be'ezer Hashem, our Halacha topic from Ayin Aleph in Maseches Shabbos is a very interesting and practical one that emerges from our Gemara in Amud Aleph that quotes the Mishnah in Krisos of someone who eats Ochal Chelev V'Chelev Behelem Echad, someone who eats Chelev in one forgetting. Nevertheless, the chelev is joined together to create only one chiyuv of carbon. Our topic for today is the topic of joining achila together for mitzvahs. Practically, we know that when it comes to the mitzvah of matzah and the other mitzvahs of achila, one needs to eat a kezayis b'chdei achilas pras. What exactly, aside from what is the numbers of kezayis b'chdei achilas pras, which we'll get to as well, we need to know what exactly does that mean that you can't be mafsik kedei achilas pras. Rashi refers to this on our Amud, 7 lines from the bottom, on Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph. Chelev v'chelev, shnei zeisim, if he eats 2 different zeisim, v'hifzik b'neim yosem echtei achilas pras. Nevertheless, the halacha is, tahavilu shtei achilos, even though there are 2 distinct achilos, if there's a break between them of kedei achilas pras, the chiddush by karmen chattas is that they're joined together. Clearly, of course, the implication would be that for matzah, they would not be joined together. Here is the practical question. What exactly, according to Rashi, does it mean v'hivsik b'neihem yoser michdei achilas pras? The simple reading of Rashi, the Sefer Be'er Avram, which is quoted in our Rashash on this Rashi, claims that from Rashi is mashma that the only time there is a hefsik in achilas pras is if you eat, for example, 1 zayis, and then you stop, and you wait the zman of achilas pras, 2, 4, 9, or 10 minutes, depending on which posik you ask. If there is a gap in such a case, then there's a hefsik. What if there isn't a gap, but it takes you longer than the zman of achilas pras to eat the food? Here we have a fascinating machlokis between the Be'er Avram and the Rashash. The Be'er Avram claims, in a genius approach, the Rashash has a kasha on it, but the Be'er Avram's mahalach is fascinating, where he suggests a very important leniency, and that is the hefsik of kedei achilas pras only means that you took a break in your achila between one eating and the next, the amount of achilas pras. However, if an individual kept on eating, even if the whole achila was an achila that was longer than achilas pras, it would still not be considered a hefsik and would be a valid achila. Although this is not the approach of the Magen Avram, the Sefer Be'er Avram points out that based on this, one could explain the formulation of the Mechaber in Hilchas Pesach when it comes to eating matzah. And that is, the Mechaber writes in Simin Taf Ayin Hei Sivvav, Ochal Kechatzi Zayis, if a person eats a half a zayis of matzah, v'chazar v'ochel kechatzi zayis yotzah, u'bilvad shelo yishe bein achila lechaverta yoser michde achilas pras. The simple reading of the Mechaber is that the only time there is a hefsik of kedei achilas pras is if there was a break between the 2 achilas. However, if a person is eating like a mensch and it just takes longer, in such a case it would not be considered a hefsik. If we would follow the literal reading on the Mechaber, the simple reading, which is actually the position of the Be'er Avram, then there would be a lot less pressure to finish the achila of matzah on Seder night very quickly. You could eat regularly at a decent pace without rushing, even if you hold a shear of kedei achilas pras is a shorter one, and the only time be a problem is if you stop eating. However, the Magen Avram says that you have to read the Mechaber, not like the simple pshat. He says, in Sifkot and Tezvav, Eino medugdok, Ditzarach shelo yishem mitchilas achila rishona, atzof achila achrona, yosem echdei achilas pras. It must be that the Mechaber is lav dafka, and the whole period of time between the beginning of the achila to the end of the achila can't be longer than kedei achilas pras. Why did the Magen Avram say this? K'moshe Kosov Simin Tav Resh Yud Beis, because he sends us to Hilchas Yom HaKippurim. In Simin Tav Resh Yud Beis, the Mechaber is clear that when we cheshbon the zman of achila for achila on Yom HaKippurim, that we all know that when it comes to Echola She'im Bo Sakana L'Chatchila, we try to get them to eat less than the amount of a kezayis, or even a kosevis, excuse me, when it comes to Yom HaKippurim, less than the amount of time of kedei achilas pras. And there, the Mechaber is very clear about how we define Kedei Achilas Pras. Simin Tafresh Yud Bei Sif Gimel, Achal V'chaz Av Achal, Im Yesh Mitchilas Arachila Rishon Atzof Achila Achrona, Kedei Achilas Pras, Mitzdarfin, V'imlav, Eim Mitzdarfin. The Mechaber says that the way in which we calculate is from the beginning of the Achila till the end of the Achila, then it's considered joined together. If, however, a person took a longer period of time to eat it, even though there was no break between the Achila Rishon and the Achila Achrona, it's not going to be part of the Isser. So clearly, in Hilchas Yom Kippurim, we cheshbon me'achila rishona v'atzofa achila achrona, and not the break between the achila rishona and achila achrona, as the Be'er Avram had pointed out, is a simple reading of the Mechaber. The Be'er Avram, of course, was a Talmud Chacham Atzum, and he had an answer for this question. He claimed that when it came to Isurim, then we calculate from the beginning and the end to join the achilas together. However, he claimed, when it comes to mitzvos, then by definition, the achila is considered joined together as long as there isn't a hefsek. If we would be learning bi'iyun, we would have to understand the svara to be mechalek, but one could argue it's a simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch, that in Hilchas Yom HaKippurim it says it that way, that the achilas are considered joined together, me'achila rishona ad asof, we cheshbin through the period of time kedei achilas pras, and therefore let's talk practically on Yom HaKippurim. We tell people that they should have less than a cheekful if they're drinking in a duration of 9 minutes, but we don't say that they have to wait 9 minutes between the shiur of drinking. As long as they don't get that amount within 9 minutes, that's going to be okay. In contrast, when it comes to mitzvahs, then maybe we take a stringent position when it comes to mitzvahs. So let's say it was even 2 minutes. So then in such a case, as long as you don't have a hefsek of no achila at all for 2 minutes, according to Be'er Avram, it would be acceptable. If you take a look at Rashi Dibar Maschil Chelev V'Chelev on our Amud, and Rashi Dibar Maschil She'im Ochal, the Be'er Avram points out, there seem to be these two different shiurim, and based on the above, these two different calculations, based on the above approach, one could be miyashev, the stira, see the rashash, and the Be'er Avram that developed this idea beautifully. I've not been zocha to discuss this sugya with our great Rebbe Rav Nevensal. We're now on Hanukkah vacation. I haven't been zocha, a little bit of withdrawal. I haven't been zocha to see our Rebbe for a couple of days. So I cannot tell you what contemporary poskim say about this discussion. However, it is clear that for some reason, all achronim do not accept the Be'er Avram. The Rashash does not accept it. Other achronim don't accept it. Even the Piskei Tshuva, who goes out of his way to quote all of the shitos that exist, even the ones that are not necessarily halacha, I didn't even find him give honorable mention to this Be'er Avram. It seems that we're paskin that there is no distinction between the two, although I leave off for the Talmidei Chachamim to be mefalpel, the chura in the Shulchan Aruch, the approach that Be'er Avram is muchruch. One could be mefalpel as well in Rashi. Halacha lemaisa, we assume that the shir kedei achilas pras is between two, which is the position of the stipler in the Shiur and Shel Torah, even 3 minutes, Reb Moshe Feinstein, no more than four, according to many poskim, and Reb Sternbuch in his Moadim Uzmanim, in his Haggadah, argues even five. But clearly no one suggests the idea that the only problem is a hefsek of that period of time, but rather the achila from the beginning and the end should qualify, despite, and of course this is the position of the Magen Avraham, despite the approach of the Be'er Avraham. The Rashash has a question, that question could possibly be answered, and I throw out to the Beis Medrash two things. Number one, reviewing the Halacha Psuka, and number two is to think about this approach of the Be'er Avraham. This concludes the Halacha from the Daily Daf on Daf Ayin Aleph.